Chad Baker on his second fare of the day here, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, and finding his way to Crescent City, Illinois, just outside of Crescent City on Route 49 and the Iroquois County Fairgrounds for the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios and WITY. And we've got our good friend Jesslyn Eisenman on the scene helping us out with the coverage up here at Iroquois County Fair. Jesslyn, how we doing?
Hello, Chad. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing excellent, and I'm tired. I'm exhausted. We're about two-thirds of the way through our fair coverage this season, and we've got a couple of enjoyable ones this week. First, the Fountain County Fair over in Indiana, and then Iroquois County. It's always good to come up here, and this is your home fair.
Yes, so I was in 4-H for a few years, since day one, I guess, and my brothers are in 4-H. My older brother was in 4-H, so yeah, this is just in our backyard.
We're going to see if we can get some Eisenmans on some interviews up here while we're doing some coverage. But I tell you, you know what? The changes that you guys continue to make up here with Iroquois County Fair, just remarkable. We're going to find out here, I think, in the next couple of days that this is just a great event. Lots of folks that are involved here, both in 4-H and FFA. And then, of course, the Iroquois County Fair Association doing so much here.
Oh, yeah, they have made tremendous improvements on the fairgrounds here at Iroquois. I'm impressed. Just looking at it from now, I'm 18. Back to when I first started 4-H as an 8-year-old, I mean, it's changed hugely, and it's for the better.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to talking with several folks here on the fairgrounds and finding out what fun we can get into here the next couple of days. Don't forget, here coming up this afternoon, as the 4-H shows are winding down, and we'll of course get some interviews with some of those fine folks that showed. A busy day for 4-H here at the fairgrounds, but this afternoon they've got the Maisie meet and greet in the kids zone. If kids zone's opened up, that's always going to be a lot of fun. They've got the 4-H cat show this afternoon, 4-H dairy cattle show. They'll have Floral Creations by Heaven's Design this evening, and then Sawyer Entertainments with the armband special tonight, 6 to 10. The ITPA tractor pull this evening, always an exciting time. And then, of course, you got all the junior shows on Thursday.
Yes, so 4-H is all Wednesday, junior is Thursday, and then open is split between Saturday and Sunday, depending on what breed you show.
And if you've ever been to the Iroquois Fair, you know this isn't their first rodeo. They churn all of these shows out in a very fashionable order and a very orderly experience for the folks that are exhibiting the animals. And I tell you, it's always top-notch shows to check out. And from what I understand, from what I've been hearing, is there are a lot of entries this year.
Yes, I think the numbers have gone up since just last year even.
I know that may be something that they'll have to figure in their future expansion plans here as the fairgrounds continue to grow. Well, we're looking forward to some more reports here. Of course, Jesslyn's going to head over to the barns and see what she can conjure up. And, of course, I will also be on the grounds here to check out and see what some of the off-the-beaten-path stuff will be here this week at Iroquois County. More reports coming up here on WITY. For Jesslyn Eisenman, I'm Chad Baker.